Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Today on PTIB, I bring Winky Medad to my broadcast table to discuss a potpourri of issues. Among them, we will review the recent Jewish holy day of Purim from the biblical book of Esther. We'll also discuss the upcoming Israeli elections, how that is all coming together, and we'll think about the phone call from President Biden to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Please do not miss this conversation. May I again remind you about my prophecy bookstore. It is located on my website, prophecytoday.com. There you'll find a number of materials that will assist you in your study of Bible prophecy. One in particular that I would suggest would be my book entitled Revelation, A Chronology. It is basically a commentary on the book of Revelation. It lays out God's plan for the future, all the activities. First three chapters in the book of Revelation would be a prelude to the tribulation. Then 16 chapters of detailed information, chapters 4 through 19, the program of the tribulation, and chapters 20 through 22, a postlude to the tribulation. It'll be a great commentary to assist you in your study of this outstanding prophetic book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. Go to my prophecy bookstore located on my website and make your purchase. By the way, that website, prophecytoday.com. We're going to talk with Winky about a potpourri of items. Winky, I know that Purim has just been completed. Talk to us about this special Jewish holy day. Explain the day briefly for those who are not Jewish and how you celebrated Purim this year.
As it is related in the book of Esther in the Jewish Bible, we're talking about a period of between the destruction of the first temple and the exile in the area of Persia, in which a high official in the court of Ahasuerus, that's the Hebrew pronunciation, by the name of Haman, sets out to harm the Jewish people. A Jewish man by the name of Mordechai is able to get his niece by the name of Esther or Hadassah into the court, and without getting too complicated, manages to turn everything around, gets Haman and his sons hanged, defends themselves against those who would do the Jews harm, and at the end of the book, we have a holiday by the name of Purim. Pur is the word used there for a lot, like the casting of the lots. And so we have the holiday of Purim, which is celebrated as a festival here in Israel especially, where children and adults go around masked or dressed up in costumes. There is the reading of the Book of Esther in the evening and in the morning with food, as usual with Jewish holidays, and most importantly, handing out gifts to the poor and exchanging gifts between neighbors, which of course, if I was a sociologist, I would say strengthens the community spirit and structure in the Jewish community.
This year, however, though, Winky, was a bit different because of the coronavirus. Were you not able to gather together like you normally do as a family?
Well, of course, this year we didn't have to worry about masks because everybody has them on in any case. But the government declared a shutdown, if I could use that word, from about 8:30 at night until 5 o'clock in the morning in order to try to offset any wild partying with too many participants that would, of course, be against all the rules of the social distancing we have here, and would simply regenerate, partially, I hope, we have to wait now for another week or so, an upsurge in the those who are getting sick because of the closeness of and of partying and getting together in synagogues or other places. And so we'll just have to wait with that. But of course, yes, there were strong restrictions in place over the last few days.
Winky, because of the rise in anti-Semitism, not only in the Middle East, but actually across the world, do you not see in the future, in the near future, possibly more days like the days of Esther when there is a desire to eliminate the Jewish people from the earth? Are those days ahead?
Well, Jimmy, I'd have to divide my answer into two. There is, as you point out, a resurgence of irrational anti-Jewish feeling in many places, or shall I say, too many places, even on campuses of universities, where you would think people study rationally and research and get to the facts. But I'm not going to get into that. It's very disturbing what's happening between professors and students in today's universities. The second aspect is that, in the sense of elimination, I'm always amazed that of all the nations of the world, I think United Nations now, there's like, I don't know, they're pushing 200. The only people who constantly have to defend their right to be a state, the right to be a national group with its own culture and history and language and literature and customs, is the Jewish people in the Middle East in a small little state called Israel. So yes, we do feel sometimes that there is a ganging up, that there is an attempt not to alter borders or to do this or that, but as if, let's just get rid of Israel and everything will be okay. That still is, as I see it, a problem that the world has to deal with so many years after they tried to deal with it in a very different way in the middle of Europe.
I did open this conversation with Winky saying we had a potpourri of issues we wanted to discuss. So let me now go to the next one. Winky, talk to me about the upcoming elections, how the political parties are making preparations for those elections that upcome into March.
Well, Jimmy, in the last week or so, all the parties have really begun to rev up their electioneering speeches. Now, of course, there's much more activity on the social media platforms. Even Netanyahu has been seen to be using TikTok now. So, that, you know, things have changed in the few decades that you and I remember elections, and it's moving on. The same picture, though, seems to be apparent, that the left is nowhere close to gaining much at all. Even the Arab lists are losing voters. On the other hand, Mr. Netanyahu still does not have a firm plurality, and we'll have to wait until the very last moment to see if the two right-wing parties, the Yamina Party and the New Hope Party, will continue to say they will not go into a coalition agreement with Ms. Netanyahu. If they stand outside the coalition, and we've discussed this over the last year and a half, how Israeli politics work, we're going to be in for another round of strong negotiations, or maybe even another round of elections in another half a year.
We'll stay on top of that story with our good friend and broadcast partner, Winky Medad. Well, here's the third item I wanted to discuss with you, Winky. The phone call from President Biden to Prime Minister Netanyahu. I do understand it was the first phone call to any Middle Eastern leader. Talk to me. Was the attitude excitement in Israel because Joe Biden did make a call to the Prime Minister?
Well, it was strange that the phone call took a long time in coming. I am not sure whether it was purposeful on Mr. Biden's part or maybe on the recommendation of some of his staff just to keep Mr. Netanyahu dangling a little bit there. But we happen to be a very important part in American foreign policy, and it's impossible to ignore us. Not only because of Iran, but because of, I think, the major contributions in the field of science, economics, and technology that we afford for the American people, it had to come. What's more disappointing to me, Jimmy, and I'm just adding my own viewpoint here, is that the Biden administration has been appointing certain people that are not at all middle of the road on any of the policies that America and Israel have been going through over the past few decades. And so that we have to watch this very carefully, what they end up recommending to either Secretary of State Blinken or to President Biden himself. And that has to be carefully watched. In other words, a little bit under the radar, if I could use that phrase. That's where we have to keep a watch, not between Biden and Netanyahu, who are a little bit above all the fray. That's going to be an interesting observation.
Reports I heard, Winky, that it was more a friendly type call, remembering times together where they worked before in the past, and not too substantive as it relates to the conversation. For particular, they didn't talk much about Iran. Do you think Israel is going to engage with the United States over this new Iranian deal, or will Israel and the prime minister take a strong stand against the renewal of that Iranian nuclear deal?
No, I think even at least once this past week, Mr. Netanyahu implied that he was not going to allow America to easily go back to the deal that was done under the Obama administration. We have an ambassador in place, Mr. Gilad Ardan, who has his instructions. I would presume at the beginning they don't want to rock the boat too much, as happened in the confrontation between President Obama and Mr. Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister. And of course, I hope everybody and you remember the Mossad operation that pulled out all this secret material out of Tehran under the noses of the Iranians that they basically were intending all along to recreate their nuclear bomb program. So that obviously the whatever you think of that agreement that was made, Mr. Kerry and other people that were involved in American administration, it really wasn't worth very much, and we're hearing already that the Iranians want to rev up again their nuclear program to 60% enrichment, which is only for military uses. So we're going to be a little bit along the bumpy path in the near future.
And another very important story we'll stay on top of with Winky Madad. Winky, great holiday time, and thank you for giving us the insight that you have on these other issues as well. And we'll talk again in the near future.
Jimmy, thank you very much for having me on. Goodbye to you and our listeners.
Very important information coming from Winky Madad as we focused on the phone call from the president to the prime minister of Israel. And in addition to that, we reviewed the book of Esther as it relates to the world wanting to annihilate the Jewish people. You know, the rise of anti-Semitism across the world is a precursor to the days of Jacob's trouble, as described in Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7. There is a time coming in the future when the world system, plus the devil and his evil angels, will try to annihilate the Jewish people. That's found in Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 17. Zechariah the prophet said in chapter 13 and verse 8 that 2 out of every 3 Jews will be killed in that time. Anti-Semitism today is setting the stage for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.